Chapter 9. A Visit to the Town. It was 4 o'clock in the afternoon. A stranger entered the town. It was Mr. Thomas Marvel. He was frightened and anxious. Mr. Marvel went to the hotel and hesitated for a moment. Finally, he entered. He opened the door of the stranger's room.
"That room's private," said Mr. Hall.
Mr. Marvel closed the door and walked to the back of the hotel. Mr. Bunting and Dr. Cuss sat in the invisible man's room, studying three big books marked Diary. The two men did not understand the strange letters and figures in the books. Suddenly, they heard a voice say,
"Those books are private."
An invisible hand pushed the two men's heads down on the table.
"My room is private, too. I did not give you permission to enter." "Now listen," continued the voice. "The door and window are locked. I'm very strong as well as invisible. Do what I say. I can kill you if I want to. I am here to get my books and clothes. The days are warm enough for an invisible man to be without clothes. But the evenings are cold. I want clothes and somewhere to live. And I must have these three books. Now, I will let you go, but you must promise to do exactly what I tell you."
The two men promised. The invisible man took the men's clothes and put them into a blue packet. He also took his three books. He went to the back of the hotel. There, the invisible man gave Mr. Marvel the big blue packet and the three books. One of the men in the hotel saw him and thought he was a thief. When Mr. Marvel saw the man, he started to run.
"Stop, thief!"
shouted the man. Mr. Hall and the men inside the hotel heard the noise and ran into the street. The men saw Mr. Marvel and followed him. They thought he was the invisible man who was suddenly visible. Almost immediately, Mr. Hall shouted in surprise and fell to the ground. One of the other men fell too, then another. Then Dr. Cuss appeared. He also thought that Mr. Marvel was the invisible man.
"Stop him!" he shouted. "He must not drop that packet. We can see him if he has the packet."
Dr. Cuss was very angry. He wore no clothes, only a white sheet.
"He's got our clothes!" he shouted.
Behind him, Dr. Cuss heard an angry shout. It was the voice of the invisible man. There was now complete panic in the town. Someone accidentally hit the invisible man in the face, and he was now terribly angry. People ran in all directions. The invisible man broke all the windows in the hotel. Then he disappeared completely.